Several businesses in downtown Saratoga Springs were impacted by a fire in the early morning hours of Thanksgiving. The fire didn't hurt anyone, but it affected buildings on the corner of Caroline and Putnam Streets in Saratoga Springs' popular restaurant and bar district, displaced residents, and closed businesses, at least temporarily. One affected building, located at 26-30 Caroline Street, the former home of the Living Room restaurant, will be knocked down, according to City Attorney Vince DeLeonardis.
The building inspector has inspected the property, and we are in receipt of a letter from a certified engineer who has inspected the premises and determined that the building is structurally unsound and unsafe, and as such we are issuing an order that the building be demolished.
Fire spread to the building from the nearby Mio Posto restaurant at 68 Putnam Street. Chef and owner Danny Urschel told reporters this week he would reopen the business and was looking for a possible new location. According to City Building Inspector Steve Shaw, the future of the building has not been determined. Brendan Dillon, owner of a neighboring bar called Hamlet and Ghost at 24 Caroline Street, was surveying the smoke and water damage to his establishment this week.
Yeah, we still got probably 3 to 4 weeks of cleanup to do to get back up and running.
Since opening in January, this is not the first time Dillon has had to close down his business for cleanup. The bar was flooded around Valentine's Day after frozen pipes burst.
I kind of knew, you know, what was coming a little bit, so I set out right away to just, you know, set up a GoFundMe for our staff. We got a fundraiser coming up this Sunday from 6 to 9 over at Mary Monk. And that's really just to, you know, help give them some extra money through the holidays.
Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce President Todd Shimkus said he's talked with Hamlet and Ghost and Sperry's Restaurant at 30 and a half Caroline Street.
So we pledge, you know, as soon as you're ready to reopen, let's make sure we help you let the world know that you can go back to Hamlet and Ghost, you can go back to Sperry's.
Sperry's also says it will reopen, along with Ice House, at 70 Putnam Street. The Saratoga Springs Preservation Foundation is hoping the city will spare at least part of the 26-30 Caroline Street building slated to be demolished. Executive Director Samantha Bossart says it has historic value.
The building is a contributing building to the Broadway Historic District listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Built originally as a tannery in 1870, Bossart says the brick building is a good example of Italianate architecture once popular in Saratoga.
It has similar distinctive brickwork as the Adelphi Hotel, and it was a long time was home to the Palmetto Fruit Company, as well as the Coronet Press, and so there's history there.
If the facade is not salvageable, it could be one more change to an expanding and evolving downtown. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.